Continuing the conversation now and going in a different direction altogether. My next guest is the executive director of the Great Lakes Education Project. And the GLEP has put out a statement on Governor Whitmer and Dana Nessel and others about the attempt to withhold emergency funding, federal funding, from Michigan kids. Strongly opposes Beth Deshaun and her organization. Beth, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Good morning.
What is the Great Lakes Education Project to begin with?
We are a bipartisan school choice advocacy group. We work on the issues that provide quality school choice options to all Michigan families.
All right, so you're out there trying to get kids into the best classrooms possible, no matter whether it's in the public school or some alternative, right?
Absolutely. We believe fully in empowering parents to make the choice that's best for their students. And that runs the gamut, traditional public, public charter, homeschooling, online, private, whatever the case may be.
All right. So, GLEP strongly opposes the, this is from a press release, strongly opposes efforts to withhold COVID-19 emergency school funding from kids based on where they attend class. What is going on?
So, earlier this week, the governor, attorney general, and state superintendent joined with several other states to sue the U.S. Department of Education and Secretary Betsy DeVos, claiming that they don't like the two options that states have been given for distribution of the federal CARE dollars as it relates to COVID-19 relief. These are federal dollars that are coming to the states to help with, again, COVID-related expenses, so PPE equipment, technology and broadband access, recouping lost learning for these students. And the department has provided two options, and apparently those aren't sufficient to some folks.
And so, first of all, let me ask you this. I feel quite strongly at this point, and having talked to Seema Verma and others just today on the program, I believe we need to move toward opening schools altogether. The governor yesterday saying that no promise whatsoever that she's going to open schools. I think that's foolish. I think kids need to be back in the classroom 100%. What do you think?
Steve, I completely agree. As a parent and as an advocate, I'm so anxious about getting these students back in the classroom. We are seeing such a toll on kids, even well-adjusted kids in good homes with their mental and emotional well-being. They've missed their friends, their teachers, their routine for 4 months. And then we have to start talking about also those students that aren't in safe environments right now, where school is the safest place for them. We need to be there. We need to have these buildings open and do so safely and respectfully. But there is no reason that they can't go back to full-time in-person learning.
Right. Well, exactly. And the studies, the science, Governor, is clear. She likes to tell us about how she studies science and data, but the science is quite clear. Kids are not at risk of being sick here. It's not an exact zero, but it's pretty close. All right, so the money here, how much money are we talking about, and where is it sitting currently?
So I believe the dollar figure is roughly $16 million that's being haggled over out of hundreds of millions that are coming into the state for education relief. It's currently sitting in an escrow account, again, because Governor Whitmer, Attorney General Nessel, and Superintendent Rice aren't happy with the options of how to distribute these funds, which the two options are the most equitable way. It's either taking a percentage of private students in that district and sending that percentage of the dollars to those private schools, or it is taking a across-the-board look at all Title I students in both public and private schools and equally distributing the dollars to those students only. I am not really sure what alternative they're looking for, but it just doesn't seem like they're appreciating those two opportunities and are taking the chance to kind of politicize kids during this virus.
Gee, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely politicizing children. You don't say. The unions would do it, turn into a political football. You don't say. Beth Deshaun here, executive director for the Great Lakes Education Project. So where do we go from here? I mean, how do we get past this impasse?
Well, unfortunately, I believe until the court rules, in the sense they have joined with other states, the initial court hearing will be heard in Northern California, the federal district court. So we'll have to work through that process. One would hope it would be speedy on either side, given the school year is looking to start here in 8 short weeks. Barring that, efforts in the state or a change of heart by our governor and attorney general so that these dollars can be released so that all students can have access to these COVID dollars, again, to help recoup some of the lost learning, give PPE equipment and other things as they safely return to school.
I totally agree with that. Let's keep the kids back in school in a safe environment and send the money where it belongs. Let's stop playing
Absolutely.
Games and politics with the kids. Beth Deshone, greatly appreciate you being here, Executive Director for the Great Lakes Education Project. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yep, you have a great weekend. There it is, everybody. All right, so listen, I'm looking up the Dow futures here. I'm just curious where we're going today. Looks like we could be off a little bit to start. Nothing drastic. Off a skosh, 62 points is the future. And I look at this every day, and I get a little bit of whiplash. The times have been rough and tumble, to say the least. And that's why I turn to somebody like Craig Stiles in Ameriprise, because he gives me peace of mind. He's been through tough times before. He knows how to navigate white water when it comes to your finances. And with a proprietary Desideri approach to your accounts, he can give you a custom fit like nobody else. Your goals, your investments, the best products available. It's a custom fit for you, not for anybody else, not a one-size-fits-all. I trust Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Google it. East Lansing, Michigan. You won't be disappointed. Trust the man that I trust. It's the Steve Gruber Show back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.